echoes of the NAACP's 4th Annual Conference. Saturday, May 4th, 1912, Chicago. The Chicago Defender. By Mildred Miller. No greater meeting has ever been held in the latter history of this country. From the brilliant opening at Sinai Temple Sunday evening through to the closing Tuesday night in Handel Hall, every session was marked with an intense earnestness of purpose, and the addresses were of an unusually high order and teeming with information and human interest. It may come slowly, but such meetings cannot but bring about, finally, the uplift of colored people of this country by securing to them the full enjoyment of their rights as citizens, justice in all courts, and equal opportunities everywhere. Every young colored boy and girl in Chicago should have seen and heard Mr. William Pickens of Talladega, Alabama, Mr. H.T. Keeling of Quindamon, Kansas, and Mr. W.E.B. Du Bois, author, scholar, and editor of The Crisis. The reception at Hull House was a very delightful and interesting affair. That wonderful teacher of peace and brotherhood of man, Abdu'l-Bahá of Persia, made his first appearance at the Hull House. In both of his addresses at Hull House and Handel Hall, Abdu'l-Bahá very eloquently showed the folly of discrimination on the account of the only point of difference between men, that of the color of the skin. A garden of flowers, all of one color, would be monotonous and by no means beautiful. The local committee deserves much credit, of course, for the arrangements for the comfort, etc., of the guests and attendants upon the NAACP conference. But yet, when one looked at the ushers for the evenings at Handel Hall, one could not but think of Abdu'l-Bahá's garden with the one color and variety of flower. If we are hoping for a time when we shall not be measured by the color of our skin, had we not better begin by cutting out these nice little discriminations among ourselves? The young ladies who acted as ushers were lovely, and this word is no criticism upon them at all. But the scheme of having young girls for ushers might have been carried just a little further, and instead of married and maiden ladies, such high school girls as Mrs. Esther Webster, Helen Harry, and Bertha Mosley might have been added with credit to the list.